From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Early this morning, the U.S. ended its military involvement in Iraq. A final convoy of heavily armored personnel carriers rolled across the border into Kuwait. Soldiers cheered, bumped fists, and hugged each other in celebration. The nearly nine-year war cost nearly 4,500 American lives. It's estimated more than 100,000 Iraqis were killed. More than 200 asylum seekers, many from Central Asia, are missing after their ship sank off the coast of Indonesia. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta. The passengers were apparently trying to make it to Australia.
Fishing boats searched for the missing asylum seekers in choppy seas off the island of Java. Local media say dozens have been rescued, but bad weather and high waves are hampering the rescue effort. The fishing boat was carrying more than double its intended capacity of 100 people when it sank in rough seas. Most of the asylum seekers were Afghans, with some Iraqis, Iranians, and Turks as well. Indonesia is a popular transit point for asylum seekers and illegal migrants heading for Australia. Last month, a boat capsized in the same area, killing 8 asylum seekers. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
There are still more than 800 people missing in the Philippines after a typhoon last week. The storm set off flash floods and landslides that swept entire houses into the sea. At least 650 people are confirmed dead. Tributes are pouring in for former Czech president and dissident leader Václav Havel, who died today at the age of 75 after a long illness. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Jailed and hounded for his outspoken criticism and sly mockery of the Soviet-backed authoritarian regime Havel dubbed Absurdistan, the playwright led a corps of Czech artists, intellectuals, and musicians who challenged the totalitarian state. The sometimes shy, quiet artist helped spark a mass peaceful and successful uprising dubbed the Velvet Revolution. He later became his country's first democratically elected president and helped guide the peaceful breakup of Czechoslovakia into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today wrote that Havel's dedication to freedom and democracy is as unforgotten as his great humanity. She added that Germans owe him a debt of gratitude for his inspiration and work. Havel, a heavy smoker, had been ill for a long time. He would still speak out on important issues, but had been frail and largely out of the public spotlight for much of the last 8 years. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.
The House is to vote tomorrow on a bill to extend the Social Security payroll tax cuts and jobless benefits by 2 months. The Senate passed it yesterday, 89-10. But House Speaker John Boehner says the compromise isn't good enough, that Congress should write a new bill that includes spending cuts and would last an entire year.
90% of those reductions, frankly, the president agrees with. And so we can find common ground. It's just the usual, let's just punt. Kick the can down the road, we'll come back and do it later.
Boehner was interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press. This is NPR News. Egypt's health ministry reports at least 10 people have died in 3 days of fighting between troops and protesters in Cairo. More than 400 people have been wounded. The demonstrators say the military leaders are mismanaging the transition from the rule of Hosni Mubarak, overthrown 10 months ago. On its Facebook page, the ruling military is calling the protesters hooligans and claiming the violence is part of a conspiracy against Egypt. A London newspaper is reporting Britain is drawing up emergency plans to remove its citizens living in Spain and Portugal if their banking systems collapse and people can't get their money out of those countries. Larry Miller reports it's being described as a nightmare scenario.
About 1 million British live in Spain, with 50,000 in Portugal. According to the Sunday Times, the British Foreign Office is increasingly concerned expats could be stranded, unable to withdraw cash and lose their homes if banks call in mortgages. The paper quotes sources as saying the Foreign Office is planning for the worst, with thousands of penniless British sleeping at airports with no way to get home. The contingency plans reportedly include sending planes, ships, and buses to evacuate the expats. This comes as credit rating agency S&P downgraded 10 Spanish banks, and Fitch warned a solution to the Eurozone crisis is probably beyond reach. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Des Moines Register is endorsing Mitt Romney for the Republican presidential nomination. An editorial in today's edition says the former Massachusetts governor is the best candidate to rebuild the economy. The Iowa caucuses are the first contest in the Republican nomination process, held in a little more than 2 weeks. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.